All right, let's look now at the Mahdi, as Ahmadinejad believes will come, the second coming in the Islamic Messiah. Do they have a timetable for this, Jerry?
Oh, yes. Ahmadinejad has said, you know, publicly and in international forums that he believes within the next 2 years, Ahmadinejad believes he'll fulfill his personal divine mission, which is to cause the Mahdi to return. And that includes causing an international apocalypse, which is the precondition the believers of the Mahdi think has to happen before the Mahdi will return.
It's amazing. Amazing,
it is amazing
what they think. Oh, my gosh.
George, this is a very, I mean, even though to people hearing this, this has got to say sound crazy. The belief is a very real belief. The Mahdi is the 12th Imam, the 12th grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. And in 941, they say he went down a well as a young child. And this well is in the Jamkaran Mosque, which is near Qom in southwest Iran. And they believe he went into hiding, reclusion, occultation, hiding, just like, you know, hidden behind a cloud, still
right.
Alive but hidden. And they believe he'll come back out of that well when the conditions are right, when an apocalypse occurs. And when he comes out of that well, Shiite Islam will triumph worldwide because it will reestablish the line of succession, which the Shiites believe is only the legitimate line coming from the Prophet Muhammad and his family. Ali, who was the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, was killed by an Islamic army. And the son of Ali, Hussein, was killed in a famous battle by another Islamic army. So these two descendants of the Prophet Muhammad, his family, are great martyrs and heroes in Shiite Islam. And the Mahdi is the last of these family figures, and the one mystically that this sect, Ahmadinejad, has put all their belief on, that he will return out of that well and Shiite Islam will triumph, including over the Sunnis, like the Saudis, who believe that secular leaders are the original and right line of succession from the Prophet Muhammad, the caliphates.
Do you believe, Jerry, that Iran is working toward obtaining nuclear weapons?
Yes, I do, George. There has been too much evidence. You know, I've read for years the reports coming out of the International Atomic Energy Agency of the UN, and that's an international group that's actually been very supportive of Iran. But opposition groups like this MEK, the Mujahideen within Iran, they were a sect themselves and a communist sect. They were expelled from Iran by Ayatollah Khomeini. They've made many revelations of Iran's nuclear program for weapons, and they've been validated by the world community, but not disclosed by Iran until the opposition group revealed them.